You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Mark on House of MNSN Radio.
All right, we are back. We are back. I want to take a little minute to explain a little something.
I'm afraid, but okay.
No, about sometimes people use an excuse about their behavior because they were on alcohol.
I like the way you put that.
Been on alcohol. It is not an excuse. I personally did something a few weeks back when I was across the border. Sometimes people are pushed to a limit. I am not a physical person. I had a few drinks. I did something that for the past 2 weeks I deal with every day. And it's easy to use a cop-out. Oh, well, I had a few drinks. I was drunk. We have to take responsibility. Like, I have to take responsibility of my behavior 2 weeks ago in the bar. I was very disappointed in myself because I thought I was better than that. I've worked every day of my life because I left home when I was 15 and a half because of physical abuse. I did something in a bar that I should have never done because I was frustrated and pushed to the limit. Alcohol is never an excuse for your behavior. End of story. It's that simple. If you're going to hide behind something and you want to be a better person, you need to take control, take responsibility of your actions, and realize why you did do that, and then move on. End of story. That individual last night did something that, you know, it's sad that one person had the power to ruin the night for everybody else who came, who got dressed, drove, came there, spent money in an establishment, went out of their way to look good and have a good time. And that one individual...
Did you just say went out of their way to look good?
Yes. People last... I have to tell everybody from FetLife that were there last night.
Well, everybody in general.
In general, but everybody. And that spend the effort in wearing whatever your fetish is. And that's another point I want to put on. Fetishes come in
finish
all,
one point before you
in
go to
all
the next,
aspect.
Honey.
What I'm saying is that one person's action could have ruined everybody's night that they spend energy, money, drove to go out and have a good time. We all work hard for our money. We all try to plan our, you know, our weekends and mm-hmm. our nights to go out and have a good time.
Yeah.
And that individual needs to take responsibility and go, okay, well, you know what? Maybe I was wrong. And that person, I thought was very friendly. I liked her at the beginning. Them at the beginning. And something kind of happened. I would love if that individual comes back next time, I will go and give that person a hug and say, welcome back, you know, let's talk. If you have any question, I'm Sir Mark. I did that last night. I passed around. I says, I'm Sir Mark. My partner is Master Noel. We're putting this event together. Anybody who ever come to our event and have any question whatsoever, you know who I am. You know who Master Noel is. Or anybody, actually, that are in the bar. You have any question or a situation comes, come to us. We will be glad and honored to take time to speak to you. If I don't have the answers, we will put you in the right direction.
Now, let's go back to the conversation at hand, which is everybody knew it was a bar, okay,
yes,
that the event was being held in. The event is not, it is not presented as a play party, number one.
It's a sexual play party.
No, it's not advertised as any kind of a play party.
It's not.
Because we have equipment there, most times we have it there to probably do some sort of
a demo. Exactly.
We have been fortunate enough that Enzo has allowed people to play with that equipment.
Yep.
Okay, that wasn't part of the original deal with Enzo.
No.
So, I mean, we pushed it a little bit, mm-hmm. and he's being just phenomenal with it. And, I mean, he's like, yeah, you go ahead and do that because we haven't had any problems. But saying that as it is still a bar. It is not – there's no rules posted regarding if you're going to play, you can't drink. There's no rules regarding that there's a DM on duty because there's not.
No.
You are expected to do what you do. Knowing that – you go into a bar. People drink at a bar. That's why they call alcohol bars.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
So the only reason I even said anything about this is because of how it played out after the fact and that individual saying, well, it's your fault. You made me not want to do this and you've made me not want to do that. No, nothing to do with me. Because realistically, I'm a fucking prick and I would have kicks your ass out a lot nicer than your ass got kicked out. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's true.
But alcohol's going to be there. Yeah. So the end of it in half and half, you know, you can't blame that person all. You can't blame them 100% for their actions because it was a bar. Right?
And again, we can, she, he, her, hey. They cannot blame A, the alcohol for the reason of their behavior. If that is, if that's the way you're going to behave while you are under the influence of alcohol, then stay the fuck home. It's that simple.
Again, we don't know that this individual may have a problem too. We don't know that. I don't personally know this person. That was the first time I'd ever met them yesterday. So,
and sometimes two people are nervous and they pretend or they act a certain way because that's their defense mechanism.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So for it, which is okay. It happens. But again, you need to own to what happened. It's not a big deal. After tonight, it will be done, shut down. And
I'm not going to bring it back up.
No, and I hope that this individual, if they are listening or somebody is a friend of them, please let them know that they are welcome. And if they have any question on how the behavior should be and so forth, to come and ask us. And please, everybody is welcome. It's a great event. It's getting bigger and better. The weather will be getting warmer soon. And we have a huge patio. The staff at Envy Bar is amazing. We had Mr. Bootblack, Northbound.
Don't do it.
Northbound Leather last night down to do some bootblacking. We had somebody that came all the way from Rochester, New York to come down for...
Oh, yes, we did. I forgot about that.
You know, yep. For the event. We, you know, the word's coming out. This is our second year. Yeah. We really want to have an event that everybody is welcome. And again, I want to mention, I mean, there were some beautiful women from all sizes, shapes, and form. Some beautiful straight men. And, you know, and one man in particular that made me realize something else last night. I mean, there was a beautiful man that just had me, and I was on my knees. My head was rubbing against his crotch. It was fabulous. You know, and then I said to him, so I said, what's your, you know, are you bisexual? He goes, no, actually, I'm straight. And I went, yeah, sure you are. He says, no, really, I'm straight. But he said, I can appreciate somebody who thinks I'm attractive or somebody who finds me. And I have no issues. It's sex is sex. And I didn't get the answer I wanted, like, would you like a blowjob? You know, but he was really comfortable. And that's what Envy and our events are about. We want to create an environment that everybody can come, have fun, learn, watch, get curious about it. And that's the one thing I've noticed is that there was one individual there last night who was, you know, in his sweater, in his jacket, a flower wall, you know, a flower against the wall. No, very shy, actually. And I talked to him a few times. And at the end of the night,
was he wearing a hoodie?
He was a little bigger. He wasn't... You know,
was he
was
shorter,
husky.
Though?
No, he was about a little taller guy? Than me. He was at the back area.
Okay.
Sitting down by himself on the couches.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we'll do this
anyway.
Offline.
And he was really, he was shy and stuff. And at the end of the night, I went over and I said, so, did you have fun? Did you have a good time? And he just got this grin and this smile. And because he actually had a good time. And I said, good. He says, you're going to be back? I said, oh, yeah, definitely. I can't wait to come back next month. That's what we want to do. That's our goal into educating, making a great event, having fun, meeting new friends. That's what it's all about.
We want to actually thank Brandon. I did not catch the gentleman's last name, and I apologize for that. He just happened to be walking around with a little case, and someone said, he's got a vial of wand. And I'm like, it's the devil. So I went up and I spoke to him for a minute or two. He was stone cold sober, and I had said, you know, would you care maybe to get up and do a demo? Because we had only planned those few little things to keep it kind of a free-form kind of evening. And he said, I'd love to do that. And he was gracious enough to actually get up there. And he spent quite a bit of time after the fact. At first, people were a little bit nervous and blah, blah, blah. And I made sure I kept giving the microphone. I made him talk through it. And I made the female that was with him at that time being worked on talk and explain and you know, to kind of just, you know, explain what was going on. And it was very, very informative. I mean, even I learned a few things. And by the end of it, after, you know, we said, you know, thank you very much, people kind of creeped forward a little bit more. And then more and more went to talk to him and more tried it. And it was interesting because that may be something that they wouldn't have thought they would want it to do. But because it was such an open space and everybody was so open in general with the questions and talking and just being so nice, they found the courage maybe to try something a little different.
Well, a few events before, we had two gay fellows, a gay couple that were about to get married and stuff. And one of the partners, I was doing a rope demo, and he goes, "I really want to try that." And I did a nice rope harness on him and so forth, which I use now on one of my profile pictures. And he loved it, you know. And he goes, "I never thought I'd be A, shirtless at NV Bar and Lounge in St. Catharines, you know, on a Saturday night. And I had a good time." So that's what it's about, you know. Like today in Toronto was Rough House at... It used to be...
Good Handy's.
Good Handy's.
I think
now
it's Club 120 or something. 120 whatever the address of the actual bar is.
So the same thing happens there. They do demos. You can go and participate. There's a play area.
But
it's
that,
a safe environment,
it is
too.
A safe, but they specifically, there is alcohol there. And very few people drink, actually, when they go to that one, because it is a play party.
It is a play.
It's
and
a
it, you
play
learn
party.
And you'll try different things. But that's another, you know, environment that you can go in Toronto. You can look on it. That's one thing. You know what? I'm going to get a hold of Brandon and have him give us some info. Maybe do a call in one
sure,
time.
Sure, we do that. That'd be great.
So that was fun. Now,
We're going to have to go to a commercial.
A commercial?
We need to do a quick commercial. Just to let everybody know what is coming up. I just got to do a whole bunch of juggling here. What we have coming up, Mark, at 7:45 this evening, we're going to do a little bit different of than what we have done. We have JJ DeGracia coming on, and he is going to be doing his, I'm going to start calling it the man around town sort of a thing, kind of letting us know, what's going on, what Fed events are in Toronto area and around that. He's going to be on with us at 2:45. And then we have a special guest this evening, which I think is probably going to take up the majority of the last hour.
Yep.
Kinky Boots. His name is Kevin. He basically worked with the International Mr. Leather winner, Woody, basically behind the scenes. You won't really know what he did or whatever, but we're going to bring it forward and we're going to talk about it. I always considered, you know, like these things are like pageants to me. You know what I mean? They're like beauty or they're like, popularity. But after talking to Kevin and hearing the amount of work that he alone helped, you know, do with the individual to help him win this title, maybe it's not as much that. So we're going to come back and
we'll
we're going to talk about that.
Touch base on that because I like to touch up our experience when I went and competed in San Francisco.
Let's do that.
We'll be right back. Still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win for the times they are a-changing.
You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Mark on House of MNSN Radio.